Joe on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree. You're smiling as if I said the name wrong. Is that the right name?
No, that's the right name.
It isn't?
I'm just smiling because I'm nervous.
Oh, okay, great. Good morning. My name is Nick. I'm here on Wednesdays from 8 to 10 on the best radio station in the world. And I also happen to have the best guests in the world. Today is no exception. Connor Berry is here. Good morning, Connor.
Good morning. It could be the exception.
No. You're the rule.
Let's wait till the end of the show to decide if it was the exception.
Oh, no. We decide early on in the process. It's so good to have you here. Connor is a – we work together on the community paper. Connor is a writer for us, editorial coordinator right now for us, and doing some really good work for the community paper, which we'll talk about a little bit later, but I wanted to take this opportunity to get to know you a little bit more, because I think it's important that, you know, one of the things I emphasize on the show is local journalism. Talk to Steve Mort here, talk to Brendan O'Connor. If you missed any of those shows, you can go look them up at toacertaindegree.com. And I think that it's important to get to know the people who are reporting the news, because it's very easy for us to say, oh, the news is garbage, when you don't know where it's coming from, when you might think it could, you know, it's a stranger, it is, could be AI, any of that stuff. And when you get to know somebody and you get to figure out, like, Steve Mort is really into early 90s house music, and Brendan O'Connor had no background in journalism, but came into it and really wants to do a good job. And you can hear that in the interview. So I think it's important to do that. And I'm glad you're here to do that with me today.
Yeah, I feel like also it's easy for people to just go, news.
Yes.
News, it's all news.
Yeah.
And then not realize the differences between something like the Fox News, like, commentary piece and the community paper, local journalism.
Yeah.
It's not, I get that a lot, especially like when I was doing it in school and I would come home and tell like older family members, oh yeah, I'm majoring in journalism. And every single time they'd always be like, oh, well, make sure you're reporting the facts. Make sure you're, da, 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 da. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's what journalism is.
Yeah. And we'll talk a little bit more about what it means, too, because it is open to interpretation a little bit. So there are things I think that, you know, I assume people think of when they think of journalism, but that might not be true for everybody. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But I did want to get to know you a little bit better. And I think that you coming down from Jacksonville to go to UCF is an important component to your personality, because I feel like there are people like myself who got to Orlando and came from somewhere where they may have a chip on their shoulder about how interesting their community is, how compelling their community is. And I think that Jacksonville is a very underrated city.
I feel like it's very adequately rated.
And maybe it's because I visit there, but I feel the same way about Daytona Beach. Like, I was talking to somebody the other day, my chiropractor. I was like, yep, I'm from Daytona. She's like, oh, I spent a lot of time there. I went to school in Port Orange. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, that's the only interpretation I have. So, yeah, is it because I know one of the experiences you had working for the community paper, and I don't want to step on your story here, was that you got to know Orlando a little bit better. And so did that affect your appreciation or how you viewed Jacksonville, was getting to know Orlando a little bit?
I think maybe a little bit. I mean, part of the reason that I wanted to come to UCF, the big thing, I just wanted to get out of Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I just thought, you know, I guess maybe, like you said, when you grow up in a place, maybe you just start to, everything is normal.
It's hard to see it.
And so I found it kind of boring. But I also think that doing this work with the community paper, I kind of feel like I was right. It is kind of boring. I mean, the one exception I think is the neighborhood I grew up in is kind of like the one pocket, I guess you'd say, that seems really interesting. I mean, there's something, you can find something everywhere you go. But for the most part, I think that Orlando, I don't know, it just felt a lot more community driven than Jacksonville did.
Yeah.
And I think part of that is just that Jacksonville being such a large landmass.
It's so big.
Everything is kind of spread out. And so there's not a lot of pockets of good. There's a lot of pockets of bad in Jacksonville, but there's not as many pockets of good. And I do feel fortunate that I grew up in Avondale, like Riverside, Murray Hill are all kind of connected.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of, I would say you could compare it to kind of like a Thornton Park sort of vibe. Everything kind of small, lots of local.
A little more, is it, that's around. West from downtown, right?
Yes.
A little on the other side of the river.
It's right. Like we used to walk to the river. That was one of the things we would do.
Yeah.
At the time. Yeah.
So I'm thinking of like the Kummer Museum and all those kinds of things are right in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I went up to Jacksonville, that's where the typewriter repair guy that I used to visit was over there. Mm-hmm. There's Chamblin Book Mine. There was, just a lot of stuff going on. And it seemed like a really cool part of town. But yeah.
Yeah. I like it. It's still like when I go. Like my girlfriend and I were talking about, where would we want to live in the future? Mm-hmm. And I realized very quickly all the type of places that I was listing just were very similar to the neighborhood I grew up in.
Yeah.
Because she was not having the same opinions as me at all. And I was like, well, you know, these are all great. And she was like, no, these are just like what you're used to.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you're right, actually.
Yeah, you're not getting out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, maybe.
That's really interesting. Where did she want to go, like mountains or... Like desert.
See, she's just not specific enough. She's just like, I don't know.
She might be listening to this, so.
Well, she will definitely be listening to this because I'm going to show it to her later, so.
Well, that's really cool. So now that you're here, I mean, you're obviously still young, so, and you're in journalism. So chances are you're likely going to have to move.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think traditionally in journalism, whether it's television, broadcast, print, the career cycle is that you move a couple of times to move up so you can get the experience level you need to eventually get to the position where you're either in charge or you have enough experience that you can be somewhere permanently. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that's still the case? Because traditionally, I don't see news happening that way, journalism happening that way anymore. Maybe still in television, but I don't think that's the path you're taking, right?
Honestly, I have no idea. I don't know. Like, I guess we're coming up on almost a year since I graduated, and I didn't really have a super clear, like, goal immediately out of graduation. I was just like, I'm going to apply for jobs, keep doing what I'm doing, working with the community paper, working with anybody I made a connection with while I was in school. And the only thing that I feel like I've really learned that changed that in the last year is that it was even harder than I thought it'd be to find, like, an actual position.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like Orlando does have a lot of opportunities. It's just not everything, kind of like you were saying, is at the level that I'm currently at. You know, it's hard to find stuff that is not going to be kind of outside of my skill level or anything. So maybe I'll have to move, but honestly, it's not really something I've looked too deep into yet.
Yeah. And moving can be a little bit intimidating. What was it like coming down from Jacksonville to here? Like, what was that experience like? Did you like come directly from high school, or did you do like a 2-year program up in Jacksonville and then came down?
No,
you were ready to escape
straight out of high school. Yeah, pretty much.
Like, I am out of here. Goodbye.
Yeah, I don't know. It was fun, I guess, is the best way I could describe it. I don't think I had any fear about it at all. I kind of maybe for like 10 minutes on the drive here was like, oh, this is like a little scary. And then as soon as I like unpacked all my stuff into the dorm, I was like, no, I'm good. But I did also have like my girlfriend and I started dating in high school, and she moved here with me, and she was going to the same school. And my roommate is someone I had been friends with since I was like 11. So I had kind of a safety net that made it easier.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it was just like that whole first year was so much fun.
So what was young Connor Berry like? Like, what were you doing growing up in this area of town that you did like, in a town that you didn't really care for?
I don't know. It's hard to describe. I feel like I...
Were you skate punk? Were you in any particular category that you would feel like, I definitely go this way?
I mean, when I was really little, I did like the basic sports. I did soccer. I did baseball or t-ball. I shouldn't call it baseball.
You can call it whatever you want.
It wasn't baseball.
No one's checking your resume.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. It was baseball. Yeah. It was football. It was soccer.
I did t-ball, soccer, and was terrible at it. So I didn't – like I never really – I wouldn't say I was like a sports person, but I wasn't not a sports person. I wouldn't say I was a skater. I guess the closest you could say, I played a lot of video games when I was younger.
So you're a gamer.
Right.
Got it.
But maybe not anymore. But I guess younger me, I liked – like one of my most common things, I would just kind of ride my bike around the neighborhood, because I guess, again, lucky me was one of the few places my parents would probably feel safe with me doing that in Jacksonville. Yeah.
And you were doing your community neighborhood newsletter, so you had to ride around looking for pictures to take and things to write about.
I guess that's true. That's the one like through line that I've had for a long time, is that I've always really loved photography.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, everything else kind of always fluctuated. Like in high school, I tried to get back into sports. I did track and field for my freshman year through my junior year. And then I really burnt out of it in my junior year because school started getting harder, and then I just didn't go back my senior year.
You didn't go back to track and field?
Yeah.
Okay. You did go to school for your senior year. Got it.
For most of it, at least.
Let's switch over and talk a little bit. We didn't introduce the song that we played, so I want to go back and talk about that. Joe with Purgatory Silver Star. I was kind of laughing to myself. I was watching. I always like to watch the lyrics sometimes of songs. Now, when I'm working, I need some music that I'm familiar with or that I can definitely tune out. So maybe something without lyrics so that I can get in the zone and focus on work.
Right.
Because I cannot work in the silence. So, coffee shop, sure. But as long as there's a lot of background noise,
mm-hmm.
Something that takes up that lizard part of my brain so that I can do the other stuff that I'm doing. But I do like to look at lyrics sometimes. And this was some crazy lyrics. So you picked the music for mm-hmm. today. And starting us off with Joe and Purgatory Silver Star, why did you pick this song and what does it mean to you?
It doesn't mean anything other than I really like the guitar in that middle section.
Oh, that's
pretty
okay.
much it. I mean, Joe is an artist that I very recently got into
because
mm-hmm. My sister was playing some Joe last time I went back to visit Jacksonville. And we'll do like a small shout out to my sister. She, even though she's younger than me, very influential on my music taste.
Oh,
there's a couple
good.
Of things on here that she's put me onto.
It's always good to have a music snob in your life.
Right.
Not that you're, she's necessarily a music snob.
I don't know
snob.
If we can call her a snob, perhaps, but I don't know. She has definitely a wider range of taste than I do. And there's been things that I was like, no, I don't listen to that. And then she played it, and I was like, oh, actually, I'm going to listen to that now.
Like so K-pop. Like a reverse snob.
She's super into K-pop,
yeah,
and I was always like, K-pop. And then she dragged me to a K-pop concert, and I was like, okay, this is fun.
So she's actually the opposite of a snob. She's trying to make music more accessible.
Yes, I'm the snob, I guess.
Yeah, you're just ignorant. Yeah, let's just put it that way.
Right.
Yeah. When it comes to music...
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe when it comes to most things.
Perfect.
Except, but not community news.
Not community, definitely not community news. We'll talk about that a little bit more. How do you usually consume music? Like, what are you doing? Do you play stuff when you're working? Do you have to have stuff on the car? Like, how are you consuming music for the most part?
Definitely in the car. I'm definitely like, I'm not going to start driving until I've got something on. And then I really want to be a person that listens to music while I work, but I get super distracted. But I also find that I get super distracted when there's not music. So I haven't found a solution to that problem yet, but music is definitely a distraction when I work. So similar to you, it has to be either something that doesn't have lyrics or it's got to be something that I don't know at all. So like Joe, like I said, my sister put me on, and then there was one day I had a ton of work I had to get through. So I was like, I'm going to throw this on because it's something I don't know any of it. I can turn the volume kind of low and just kind of go. And that worked for maybe the first hour. And then I started being like, oh, wow, I really like this. And
so
then I wanted to sit.
Yeah.
Then I wanted to just
sit
down and listen to it. And then it completely failed.
I also have, there are like three or four playlists that I've put together over the years that I just, it's almost like when I hear them, when I hear the starting song, I know that I'm sitting down and I'm working. Because this is what I put on when I work. So maybe that is another thing, is just, like a rep, just put together one playlist, all songs that are super inspirational, and just play that every time you have to work.
But what do you do when you get to like, a space where like, I don't really want to listen to these songs anymore?
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, okay.
You gotta, because you gotta work.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. It's almost like a Pavlov's dog type of thing. Like so you start salivating when you hear the songs, except you're salivating with your fingers on the keyboard.
Can we move on?
Yeah. Well, you didn't like that analogy and or metaphor? All right. Well, we're going to come back. Let's play some more music. We're going to come back and talk about some of the stories you've covered over the last couple of years for us at the Community Paper. When I say us, I am the managing editor of the Community Paper. You can see more of what Connor has written for us at yourcommunitypaper.com. and just look up Connor Berry or just read everything that's on there. You should just consume it all. Let's play, because I made you a little nauseous with that last comment, let's play a song called Nauseous. Can you, do you want to set this up by Conan Gray? Conan Gray?
Yeah, Conan Gray. This is from his most recent album, Wishbone. Yet again, another artist that my sister put me onto, and we actually just saw him in concert because he came to the Kia Center a couple weeks ago.
Oh, nice. All right, and you'll hear that on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree.